Because what's interesting, as I really dug into the research, focus equals growth. Growth equals fulfillment. Fulfillment equals joy. And joy equals happiness. Hey guys, it's Eric. Sorry to interrupt the podcast. I hope you enjoy this shorter version of a podcast. It's 7 minutes, but I think it's important. A lot of you are sending in questions around how do we focus in this unfocused world. I'm actually in Miami, and the top question I got from the audience was also, how do I focus, or how do I get my kids to focus? So anyways, I hope you enjoy this podcast. I give you one key tip on how you can focus in this unfocused world. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you soon.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super
you. Hey everyone, it's Equal Man. As we start to dive into 2020, I know there's something that all of us out there are going to struggle with, but it's also the key to all of our success in this new year. The key for all of us to be successful in 2020, whatever that success looks like for you out there, the key for all of us is going to be focus. Now, it's interesting. This is why I wrote that calendar on focus. It's a calendar coloring book, but also we have coming out is my new book is on focus. So this is what I've been doing for 2 years, and here is why. It all started after I got off from a keynote. I got done speaking on stage, and a lot of times after you're done speaking on stage, they'll have a cocktail reception. So I go to this cocktail reception. It's for the National Confectioners Association. So everyone in that room, there's names in that room. I was very nervous because the people in that room have last names like Cadbury. They have last names like Mars. They live on streets called Hershey. And so I started walking around talking to some of these folks that have been running these candy companies for, in some instances, hundreds of years. Not them, obviously, but the family has been running them for over hundreds of years. And so these folks are CEOs of some of the biggest companies in the world. And they're all names you'd recognize. They're names that you find in every Halloween basket each and every year. And so I started walking around and I bumped into one of the biggest names there. And I asked her, I go, this is crazy that the size of your organization is just the amount of distribution globally, yet you continue to succeed and your numbers are showing that you continue to excel in a very difficult market. Like, how do you do it? How do you do it? I know you've got a family from having to spoken with you this morning at breakfast. How do you do it? How do you do it all? And she goes, it's all about focus. And I see some other people nodding that are kind of in this circle of the conversation. And then I ask her, well, what's the biggest thing that you're challenged with? So that's what leads to your success. But what's the biggest thing that you're challenged with? And she looks me in the eye and she says, focus. And everyone else around her nodded. And I sat there and it was like kind of lingered in the air. It's like, focus, focus. And then I realized that that's what I was wrestling with as well, is that whenever I had success, it's when I hyper-focused. Whenever I finished that book, I would hyper-focus on it. Or whether we wanted to do more speaking, it's when we focused on speaking. And then so for the last 2 years, that's all I've done is really gone deep on focus. Now, why it matters to you as we kick off 2020, because I'm going to give you a tip here today. We're going to give you tips throughout the year, but I want to give you the key cornerstone tip, what you need to focus on starting right now today so that you can get your best, not only 2020, but as you lead into the decades ahead, how can you achieve your best life? How can you achieve that growth? Because what's interesting, as I really dug into the research, focus equals growth. Growth equals fulfillment. Fulfillment equals joy. And joy equals happiness. And so really when you think about it, focus equals happiness. And when we think about the struggle that we have with focus, because it's almost impossible to focus in this unfocused world, it wasn't just those folks at that conference that I was dealing with. I traveled immediately the next day to India to speak on stage at Google. And whether it was the CEO to the intern, when you think about that, they're all wrestling with focus. And then I went to Huawei there in China. They're wrestling with focus. IBM, focus. And it wasn't just the Silicon Valley sisterhood. It was actually everyone. It was school teachers to superintendents to governors to governments, school nutritionist. As we dug into it, everyone was kind of wrestling with the same thing. Success was predicated on focus, but it was the number one thing that we were all wrestling with. So the reason that we're talking here today on this podcast, I want to give you the one thing that you need to do starting right now. And that is right now, pause and just think through what's the one thing you need to do today that'll make everything else either easier or unnecessary. Now you've got that in your mind. Each and every day, that's what I want you to do. And so when we looked at it, we said, it's really just putting a line and writing it down. What's the one thing I need to focus on today to make everything else either easier or unnecessary? Because when we dug into the research, the reason why none of us can hold New Year's resolutions, the reason why almost everyone fails, over 95% of people fail with their New Year's resolution within the first month, And they're trying to do this for the entire year. The reason is that we take on way too much. All of a sudden we want to get in better shape. Okay, now I'm only going to eat egg whites. I'm going to work out for 2 hours. I'm going to get to sleep at 8. I'm going to do my yoga stretching a half hour before I go to bed. I'm going to do my mindfulness for a half hour. Basically, you're setting yourself up for failure when what I'm telling you is do the exact opposite. What I learned over the last 2 years, not only through the scientific research, but more importantly through the street research, is just focus on one thing. Focus on that one thing. Try to do it in the morning. Knock it out. Then you're playing with house money. So that's it. We're going to wrap up the podcast. What I want you to do is immediately after this, I want you to reflect on what's that one thing you need to do today to make everything else either easier or unnecessary. That's it. Each and every day, write that one thing down. Try to do it actually the night before. Start to think through what's the one thing tomorrow that I need to do so you're, again, a step ahead of the game. Anyways, I hope you all find that helpful. It's definitely helped me in the last year as I did this project. Just always throughout the day, too, pausing, asking myself, is this the one thing that I was supposed to be doing? Is this the one thing that's going to get me where I want to go? Not only today, but also for 2020 in the years ahead. So take those bite-sized chunks. Don't boil the ocean. Eat the elephant one bite at a time. You know all the cliches. It's really about that one thing you need to do today. Thank you for listening to today's Super You podcast. This is Equal Man reminding all of us, until next time, it's not what we take from the world. It is what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super,
super you.